Hey guys.
Hey guys.
It's Amber and Kendall.
Amber and Kendall back at you
back at you with our very unfocused day. I've had a lot of coffee.
Living life legit.
That's the name of our podcast.
How many cups of coffee have you had, Amber?
I don't know. Like a pot?
I walked in this morning to record and she was dancing in her library.
I get very little housework done when I have music on because, like Gloria Estefan says, the rhythm is going to get you.
Okay.
The rhythm is going to get you. The rhythm is going to get you. The rhythm is going to get you. Yep, just like that, guys. That was for you, Susan.
Oh, man.
So what are we talking about today, Ken?
So Amber had this really good idea that we should talk about luck since this is going to come out the Tuesday before St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day. Do you not know what St. Patrick's Day is celebrating?
Do you?
It's when St. Patrick brought Christianity back to Ireland. Get it together. Kendall, come on. Kendall really wants me to Google it right now to make sure that I'm right.
I do. Well, I just think it's funny that St. Patrick brought Christianity back to where?
Ireland.
When their whole thing is talking about luck and luck of the Irish and things like that, right?
Yeah.
But luck really isn't inherently a biblical concept.
It is not. Would you like some more interesting facts about St. Patrick's Day, Kendall?
Yes.
You took a really long time. So Kendall had me Google it. It turns out I'm right. Because apparently it's St. Patrick shooing away snakes from the Emerald Isle, which is a metaphor for shooing away the pagans and spreading Christianity across the island. St. Patrick used the shamrock to represent the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
That's pretty cool.
And according to this website that I looked at, we wear green because A, he used the shamrock to represent the Holy Trinity, and that's green for all of you that don't know that. And also, Ireland is referred to as the Emerald Isle.
It is.
And the myth behind why you have to wear green is that apparently leprechauns cannot see you. You're invisible to leprechauns if you're wearing green, so hence you don't get pinched.
Does it have to, like, so I've always used the excuse of I have green in my tattoos, so I'm not necessarily wearing green, but it's there.
I would have to ask a leprechaun how that works.
Okay, find out and let us know.
Yes.
Okay.
And also more myths on leprechauns. I heard if you catch a leprechaun by the beard, they owe you a wish.
So I think I've heard that before, too. It's really weird.
If you guys have fine one, world peace.
Okay.
Go with that, guys. World peace. So there's the semblance behind where the whole luck came from. I don't know. I'd have to dig deeper into that on, and Kendall and I, we don't know why a four-leaf clover is supposed to be lucky other than maybe they're extremely rare.
Which, I mean, that's cool, but what about it would be lucky?
I think I just told you. It's extremely rare. It's like winning the lottery. So while St. Patrick did spread Christianity across the land, as Kendall stated earlier, luck is not a biblical thing.
No.
Do I believe in luck? No. Kendall?
I don't either. I think, you know, when you grow up a lot, well, when you grow up,
I think I grow up normally, not like a lot, but I think I grow up like at a normal pace.
Yes, in a normal pace. When we grew up and now even thinking about people telling you, well, good luck on that or good luck on this or yeah, that was luck or I'm having some really bad luck today. Like, I feel like we give that a lot of power over stuff when it's not really anything that we should really be believing in.
Yeah.
Because luck really is a force or chance happening that brings good or bad fortune or success or failure to a person beyond their own efforts and ability. So it's almost like giving you an excuse of, if you're having bad luck, then, well, I didn't do anything to deserve that. So it was just bad luck for me today.
Yeah, but I also don't feel like bad luck is necessarily a punishment. Because, you know, some people, there's Christian beliefs that if you are perceiving, let's say, having bad luck, that it's some sort of punishment. Like back in the day, they thought that, mm-hmm. you know, like if you were stricken with an illness, then you must have somehow been sinful.
Right.
So I don't necessarily believe that. I think in this world, we all go through trials and tribulations, just like we've said in previous podcasts, that you can't appreciate the gifts from God. I mean, you can, but you can't fully appreciate what you have and how wonderful it is if you don't know how bad it can be, if that makes any sense.
It does. But it kind of goes along with luck really doesn't have a rhyme or reason. They just basically are saying that it is what it is and it's just happening. Like there's no reason that you had good luck. There's no reason that you had bad luck. It's just a happening of chance.
Yeah. Like when somebody tells you, good luck on your test. Well, if you come back with your test and you've got an F on it, is it bad luck or is it the fact that you didn't study and you had no idea what you were getting and, you know, like what you were right. doing when you were taking the test?
Yeah. So I think when we think about things like bad luck and stuff like that, for me, it more so makes me think about, if you're having a hard time or if you're struggling with something, or even if you're not a believer and you're like your life is terrible, like that's a lot of the reason is because you're living for the world. Mm-hmm. But like you said.
And what have I told you before that when I feel like things start to go wrong, I think it's God using a way of like, oh yeah, because remember me? Because mm-hmm. the first thing I'll think if I'm having like a run of bad, quote unquote, bad luck, like I've had a really bad week, it's seemed like everything went wrong. First thing I ask myself is, when was the last time I had a quiet time? When was, you know, and if I, it's just interesting that I've noticed if I'm not, if I'm pulled away from God or if I'm not as close to him one week as I was another, it's interesting how that's my first thought. Not, oh, just having a really bad week. It's bad luck for me this week. It's.
Right. Or blaming it on the moon or blaming it on, oh, well, it's Friday the 13th, so everything's going to go wrong.
Yeah. It's him kind of saying, knock, knock, hey, you remember me?
Right.
Do you remember? Same thing of when I can't sleep at night and I just have a rough night, rough couple of nights of not sleeping. And instead of turning on TV, I could have like come in here and read my Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that.
Well, it is. And the good luck per se would be God's blessings.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of bad things that can happen to us can be considered a blessing sometimes. Like you getting a flat tire on your way to work might have saved you from getting into a massive wreck on the highway.
Yeah.
So it just all has a different how you perceive things based on your relationship with God. Because if you don't have a relationship with God, then you're going to perceive everything as bad luck. But if you do have a relationship with God, then you're able to find the good and the bad.
And there's also those people out there that we know don't have a relationship with God. And we look at them, it seems like they're extremely blessed. But I think something that you need to keep in mind, you see, because I know we all have known that one person at one point in our life where they're probably not of the Lord, but you see them as like they can't fail.
Yeah.
Like they always get whatever they want. It just seems like the sky has opened up for them and the ray is shining on them. Mm-hmm. We've all had that person in our life. But keep in mind, too, our gifts might not necessarily be of this world. Like our gift is eternal life. So while some people may look like, I mean, look at Hollywood. You know, you've got these people. They're rich. They're famous. They're beautiful. They're this. They're that. That's not going to help them when it comes to for us to receive our eternal gifts.
Right.
So it's important to kind of remember.
Well, I'm thinking, too, that if you're living in the world, Satan's not going to mess with you. So your life is going to seem easy and happy and wonderful because you're doing what Satan wants you to do. So he's going to leave you alone. He's not going to come after you.
You're already doing what he wants.
Yeah.
So there's no reason for him to bombard you with anything.
No. So a lot of the hard times that us as Christians go through is a lot of it is because Satan is trying to attack us. He's trying to get at us.
He goes always after his strongest soldiers. I think everybody needs to remember, too, remember that Satan was an angel.
Mm-hmm.
He was with God.
Well, and there was.
It's important to remember that.
Yeah.
He's not going to go after the weak and the ones that he already knows he has.
Well, and there was a reel that I saw on Instagram the other day where a girl was like, if Satan can talk angels out of heaven, imagine what he can say to us.
Yeah.
Like you had.
The best thing. There were angels that left with him.
Yep. Left. They got to see heaven, be with God, worship him and everything. And they.
Remember how. Yep. And that's what's interesting is they say know your enemy. And you do need to know your enemy because when it comes to Satan and how he tries to get a hold of you, he's very charismatic. Everything that he says makes sense. I mean, he's not new to this. He's been but remember we have talked about before Satan's tricks. He's used the same bag of tricks since he was cast out of heaven. So his tricks aren't anything new, but it's funny how, I mean, not funny and it's sad, but it's interesting how he's a very charismatic speaker.
Yeah.
Imagine him as kind of like a cult leader.
Well,
he really is. Like you notice that if you ever watch documentaries, guys, on cult leaders, they're always charismatic. They always can get it's baffled me when I watch these of how do people fall prey to this stuff?
Yeah.
But it's. Remember, he only needs a crack in the door. He doesn't need it wide open.
He doesn't. And it starts out at a young age, too, where he can just kind of stick his little finger in there and then it just continues to grow the older that you get.
And that's what, too, is something to make sure that we're reminding ourselves of constantly. I feel like, because it's still something, I mean, I say it, too. It's just a phrase that people say, you know, good luck,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, we should change that to blessed be.
Okay. That kind of sounds more handmade-ish, but maybe like God bless.
Namaste.
But I
something, but
I have thought about changing that instead of saying good luck or whatever, saying God bless.
Yeah. Just vaya con Dios.
What does that even mean?
Go with God.
Oh, in what language?
Spanish?
Oh.
But it's important to make sure that you're equating that with bad thing, because that's the first thing people say. When you get approached by a non-believer, what's one of the first questions they ask? Well, if he's truly a loving God, then why does he let all these bad things happen?
Right.
And I think we all need to remember that what you conceive as luck is just like, oh, well, you know, I'm a believer and all these bad things. I used to be a believer and all these bad things happened to me. Well, because we don't always necessarily know God's plan for us. So that's why it's important to stay faithful. And now Kendall found some verses that tell us all about it.
Well, and you guys have to remember, too, that we live in a sinful world.
Yeah.
God gives us all free will, so he's not going to intervene all the time, because that wouldn't make him a loving God. That would make us all be robots, because he could tell us just to obey him.
And keep in mind, he gives us free will. I mean, he has a plan for us. He gives us free will, but he already gave you what you needed. He gave us Jesus. That was it. I mean, he's giving you the ultimate way in. So he's kind of a busy God, you know?
He
doesn't have time. I mean, in my opinion, he doesn't have time to help you like with the littlest things. Like, what's that one saying I like all the time about praying? Like, that's what it is. God can move mountains, but don't be surprised if he hands you a shovel.
Right. I'd be like praying for a new job, but not going out there and trying to find one.
So in a sense, you have to, in a way, like maintain your faithfulness, but at the same time, you're quote unquote making your own luck. Like help me help you.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not just going to, just because you ask, he's not just going to give it to you.
Yeah. And I think it's important to remind people too, that just because because I know the Bible says, you know, pray for what you want and God will give it to you. Keep in mind what we want is not always in line with what God's plan is for us.
No, because you could want to be a wealthy person, but if you're not good with money, he's not going to make you a wealthy person.
And I mean, just like a lot of people they pray, I need this job, I need this job, and then they don't get the job. Well, that could very well be because the next job you're interviewing for is the one that you're going to want.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know that in the moment. So it's important to kind of remember those things.
But I think it's also important to remember of who you're giving glory to. When you talk about having good luck or bad luck, you're not giving glory to anybody but Satan. But if you're believing and having faith in God,
it's reminding me of the song,
then you're giving glory to him, which is what we are supposed to do, is to give glory to God for everything.
In high school, when I would spend the night, her mom would wake us up on Sunday mornings by going, "Rise and shine and give God the glory, glory." That's how she would wake us up.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I do remember that song.
So you made me think of that.
But yeah, so that's all glory to God. Everything belongs to him. So it's...
Blessed be.
Okay.
I'm going to make that a thing.
It is in The Handmaid's Tale.
I don't remember this. I read the book, but I don't remember it.
Well.
What does it mean in The Handmaid's Tale?
I don't know. It's just all weird. Their phrases that they use.
It does kind of sound culty.
You say blessed be, and then when someone says something back to you, you need to go back and look it up and make sure it's not from The Handmaid's Tale, because they have responses. I don't remember what they are, but it's funny.
What if I said... G to the O to the D.
It's a lot.
I'm making my own thing. G to the O to the D.
Oh, it's blessed be the fruit. And then people respond with, may the Lord open.
Ew. If you've never heard what The Handmaid's Tale is all about, it's nasty.
That is very true. So I don't know if you...
So now you want me to go to the G to the O to the D.
If you can say that quick enough...
G to the O to the D. G to the O to the D.
People are going to ask you what you're saying.
G to the O to the D.
Why do you say D like that?
D.
D.
What if I say capital G-O-D?
There you go. So some Bible verses that Amber and I found, they kind of pertain to luck or
so
not
people
luck.
Ask you, how come you don't believe in luck? You can quote these scriptures and say, this is why.
And be like, well.
Capital G-O-D.
In James chapter 1, verse 17, whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow. So all gifts are gifts from God.
Kendall really loves the King James Version.
I do not.
No, why?
I do not.
I asked for a little ESV, but she wouldn't budge.
That was New Living Translation that I just read from. And one of Amber's favorite verses is what? Jeremiah 29:11.
Oh. Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
You really shouldn't have had so much coffee.
I know. Not a good... It's strong, too. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope.
So God has plans for all of us. God knows the plans for all of us.
And plans aren't bad.
No, they're not. But you always just have to remember that God is the one that's in control. So also in Proverbs 16:3, commit your actions to the Lord, and your plans will succeed.
I love a good proverb.
Proverbs is good. And then Amber is going to read Proverbs.
I mean, that could be the thing instead of telling somebody good luck. For God knows the plans he has for you.
That's actually a good idea.
I could start something. I'm telling you, I'm going to start something. You guys email me with what we could start. What's living life that you're going to start? We'll make a shirt.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Making a shirt? G to the O to the D?
No, I don't like that.
Capital G-O-D?
I like that better. So what's the next one, Amber?
Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. It's deep, guys. Another proverb, man. Deep.
And then in Psalms 121, verses 1 through 2, look up to the mountains. Does my help come from there? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. So no, my help...
So no.
My help doesn't come from just random things or inanimate objects or the earth. My help comes from God.
God. Why are you so angry at the earth like that? It's almost Earth Day. Settle down.
Because I feel like people think that the earth is just...
There's no Mother Earth.
There is no Mother Earth.
Sorry. Sorry, activists.
Sorry, not sorry.
No Mother Earth.
But there isn't. There's only Father God.
Capital G-O-D.
Capital G-O-D. The one that is in control. And then the last one is Philippians 4:19. And this same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from his glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus.
There it is. Jesus again. Here we are.
It's all about Jesus.
All about Jesus. Capital J, capital C. Jesus Christ. That's kind of what I was telling.
You know, it makes me wonder, though, because Christ isn't his last name. I wonder if, like, the full thing is Jesus the Christ.
Like, the is his middle name.
No.
Jesus.
The Christ.
The Christ.
Yeah.
Or is Christianity, like, which is it, the chicken or the egg? They call him Jesus the Christ, but we didn't get Christmas until then. And he does, and they don't refer to Christianity until the New Testament after Jesus. What was Joseph's last name?
I don't know. That's a really good question.
I don't know Mary Joseph's last name.
I don't either. But, I mean, the Greek for Christ is Christos, and it's meaning of the anointed one or Messiah. So it's Jesus, the Messiah, Jesus, the anointed one. So I think it's funny that we all grow up. I always thought Christ was his last name, like it was.
Like on his birth certificate.
Yeah.
It was Christ, comma, Jesus, the.
So I do wonder what Mary and Joseph, do they refer to each other as last names in the Bible?
Well, Judas does.
But only because there was two of them.
I mean, I'm positive everybody had, but hello,
well,
Mary.
I mean,
how many Marys are running around?
Well, we would say Mary Magdalene. Her last name was that. So yeah, that makes sense.
We just don't know everybody's last name.
Okay, so that was two examples of people that had last names.
Jesus.
And then there was John the Baptist. He's John the Baptist.
But is he John the Baptist because that's a, like, almost a nickname because he was running around baptizing people?
That was his profession, and Jesus is the Messiah, so Jesus the Christ.
They did do that a lot, where, like, your last name came from your profession.
That makes sense. Anyway, that was just a random thought for you guys, so I hope you enjoyed that rabbit trail.
Yeah, let's go. Let's know what you think.
So, luck is not biblical. I encourage everyone to give glory to where glory is deserved, and that is to God. We don't do anything on our own. We can't do anything on our own. We have to have God for everything.
We do. What else did we learn today, Kendall? We learned that...
Leprechauns can't see you if you wear green.
If you wear green, because you're invisible. We also learned that St. Patrick did not drive out literal snakes from Ireland because it's found out that it's too cold for snakes over there. So,
which is
a metaphor.
Yeah. Which is really funny. It's a really, I feel like our holiday of St. Patrick's Day has completely changed in what it actually is for.
That's like most of them now.
I know. It's very sad.
I mean, technically, we celebrate the birth of Christ in December because they overtook a pagan holiday known as the winter solstice.
True.
So basically what we did was take all the pagan holidays and just
put a spin on them.
Put, you know, Christianity into it. Well, we did.
Which St. Patrick's we didn't because that.
Well, I don't. It's just like we found out on this website, too, like the parades and everything that we do. Mm-hmm. That was an American, like,
right.
Ireland doesn't do that. We do that here. Chicago, dyeing the river green, that's an American thing. But that's because we have a large Irish population. Boston, New York, Chicago.
Drinking green beer.
Everybody go have a green beer.
It's crazy.
You're allowed to drink it. Well, as long as you're allowed to drink.
That's true. And if you didn't give it up for Lent.
Yeah. Don't anybody come and go tell your parents what Amber and Kibble told me on the podcast to go drink a green beer.
Yeah.
If you're of legal age.
All right. Well.
We know that was a quick one.
It was. But that's all we got for you.
That's it.
Hope you guys have a great day and have a good St. Patrick's Day.
And remember, capital G-O-D loves a sinner. So does JC.
Jesus loves a sinner.
Bye, guys.
Bye.